Welcome to Inside Games, the only gaming news show brave enough to report that an unannounced console has been delayed.
This happens a lot. Can something be delayed if it hasn't even really been announced? Doesn't technically exist yet, but hey, that's the real Nintendo magic, I guess.
No. The real Nintendo magic is lawsuits. Yuzu and Suum.
Oh, yeah, Nintendo's suing the emulator Yuzu, which really sucks because now we're all going to have to wait even longer for a proper, official, real hardware successor to the Switch. Now it's been rumored to be delayed to March 2025.
Guys, you're not going to believe this, but the Switch 2 has been delayed again.
Get a lot of explosions and air raid sirens going off. We know. Weird, right? We're here again. Those reports about the Switch 2 dropping this year turned out to be false.
Yeah, same as they were last year and the year before that and the year before.
It's almost like this is becoming a trend. I mean, it's made me think maybe this is just a thing. Maybe we're all puppets in a system because people are just hungry to click on stories about Switch 2. But I don't know. By this point, Switch 2 has become the video game version of Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster. You see it on tabloids when you're checking out at the grocery store. Lots of rumors, no real confirmation, just blurry photos and someone who heard from a guy who heard from a guy who heard from a guy that it'll do 4K.
Yeah, right. The guys are still hearing from the guys out there. So we have the latest update on the successor to the Switch that has been delayed yet again.
IGN quoted the Japanese publication Nikkei, which said that the next Switch won't release until March 2025 at the earliest. So we've got at least another year to wait.
Man, come on, dude. I'm so tired of waiting for this. And part of the reason for that is that Nintendo wants to ensure that it can make enough of the new consoles to meet demand and to beat those pesky scalpers, which, hey, that's great. I don't necessarily know that they're going to eliminate scalping entirely, but really cool. It'll be the anti-PlayStation 5.
Theoretically, yeah, it'll be doing us a favor. If the scalpers can't make any money, if you could just go to a store and get it, then theoretically they've won. And that's a very crowd-pleasing thing to hear when it comes to a delay, right? That's about the best reason you could ask for. But there is something else we just learned that's happening in 2025. The next Pokemon Legends game.
Oh, that's right. The Pokemon Company announced Pokemon Legends ZA. Everybody was excited, I think, for Mega Evolution. They're like, oh my gosh, it's back. This is for 2025, which doesn't necessarily imply it'll be a launch title for the Switch 2. But what if?
Oh boy, that would move a lot of Switches, a whole lot. Delaying the launch of a Switch 2 to pile up stock makes some sense. You know, Nintendo does what they do. But delaying a Switch 2 to pile up stock and launch with a mainline Pokemon game, now that makes a lot of sense.
That's assuming a little too much here because we don't have any announcements for the Switch 2 at all. Regarding the stockpile strategy, we've heard it cited in the past as a partial explanation of why Nintendo is waiting so long to release a successor. It also applies that there's a warehouse somewhere that's filling up with assembled Switch 2s, which is like, it's like kind of like that Sasquatch style blurry photo, you know, the Bigfoot walking by. I'm sure there's like a couple of security guards that monitor it 24 hours a day, but I feel like there'd be pictures of it on the internet, right?
Yeah, I remember that happening with the Wii. Like pictures of it snuck out of just it stacking up at warehouses. So who knows? Maybe that's a little too literal. Maybe Nintendo's just stacking up the components somewhere and nobody knows what they're for. Regardless, we have to admit Nintendo is pretty justified to be worried about supply. They had issues with scalping when the original Switch launched almost 7 years ago. They weren't ready for how that thing took off. And then again, when COVID hit and the world needed Animal Crossing more than ever, Nintendo really just couldn't make enough Switches to meet demand.
Apparently, Nintendo felt the sting of those lost sales all too keenly. So now it's going to launch with a mountain of Super Switches.
Yeah, I've never known a company to be upset about not selling products to people who want to buy it more than Nintendo. They learn those lessons and they learn them hard. So it's really interesting to see how they adjust based on, you know, where they hit their bottlenecks in their sales process.
Nikkei also reported that the new Switch will be a hybrid console similar to the current model. And no way. It'll have a bigger screen.
Yay!
What?
Well, that just means the unit's going to be bigger. And Nintendo's usually pretty hawkish about that. We'll see. Hey, if it's like 1/10 of an inch bigger, it's still bigger. While delays and reports of delays and rumors about the Switch 2 are a dime a dozen nowadays, Nintendo's definitely feeling market pressure to release an updated version of its widely successful console.
Yeah, sales of the Switch are dropping significantly. A combination of its age and the fact that most people who want a Switch already have one. Earlier this month, Nintendo said it had sold 13.7 million Switches in the first 9 months of the financial year, which is actually a 7.8% decline from a year earlier.
That's a big decline, but it's still a shitload of Switches. Wow. That's yeah, not even the whole year. Yeah. 13 million? So here, to put that number in perspective, the Switch is a historical bestseller. It sold more than 139 million units, and it's within range of the all-time bestseller, the PlayStation 2, which sold 152 million units. But that's only 13 million away.
Yeah.
And that's how many they sold in 9 months. So right. If they go for another year, they probably got it. I mean, even with a 10% drop. So yeah. It's still a lot of sales, especially for 7 years into the console's life cycle. Easy to understand why Nintendo would want to get as much money out of that as they can.
Yeah, Nintendo clearly thinks there is some sales left in the original Switch. IGN's report quotes a Nintendo representative in saying that they'd like to, quote, not only to put one system in every home, but several in every home, or even one for every person. Now, this is the corpo garbage that I want to hear.
Yeah, right? It's business, baby. They make products, and they're out here to sell products. And if they can get products to everyone, they're going to do it. I appreciate the straightforward talk in that regard. And certainly, after the disaster that was the Wii U, they couldn't even get one in every neighborhood. The Switch quickly turned things around for Nintendo and put the company back on top.
But again, the Switch is 7 years old, which is a long time in video games. Maybe they're just trying to enjoy selling a console people actually want for as long as possible.
This is Nintendo in their element, is having a product on the market that's not necessarily cutting edge, but figuring out how to find cultural angles to keep it selling. And damn, they're good at it. And speaking of as long as possible, sheesh, we've been hearing rumors of a Switch 2 or a Switch Pro since at least 2019.
Man, back then, the Wall Street Journal ran a story saying that Nintendo was working on two new Switch models. The first was a cheaper option for casual gamers, aka the Switch Lite, which came out a couple years ago. The other was a more powerful full HD Switch model aimed at the more hardcore market, aka Lawrence.
Me, just me. I didn't get it for Tears of the Kingdom, tragedy. Switch Lite obviously turned out to be real, you can buy it. HD Switch never happened.
But the rumors continued.
In 2020, Bloomberg reported that Nintendo was investigating a new Switch model that could support 4K high-definition graphics and had more computing power.
A year later, Bloomberg reported that we could see a new 4K Switch with an OLED screen before the 2021 holiday shopping season.
Yet again, that 4K Switch never happened. But Nintendo did release an OLED model, which just wasn't a step up in the hardware department yet again.
More recently, in July of last year, Video Games Chronicle claimed that a Switch successor would hit in the second half of this year. And I think Lawrence and I actually kind of doubled down on that. We were like, well, that sounds about right at this point.
Reasonable.
Yeah. Operate in a portable mode like the existing Switch and could use an LCD screen rather than the newer, flashier OLED to keep construction costs low.
Yeah, and it's seeming like that Switch is not going to materialize, or it's just still in the ether and will materialize much, much later.
In less official headlines, a veteran industry analyst, Dr. Circuit Toto, predicted a sticker price of $400 for the next model Switch, which does sound reasonable, I think, in this case, even if it comes out in 2025. But kind of that whole prediction package accompanied the 2024 release date. And now that they're pushing it, I wonder if they're going to raise the price.
They could. I do think that they want as many models out there as possible, though, because they're investing in the future of the hardware platform. So I think they'd be willing to be reasonable about the price, but not too reasonable. Yeah, they do love making their money. And speaking of making their money, what has Nintendo said about all this? Not a whole lot.
In May of last year, Nintendo president Shutaro Furukawa told investors that the company wasn't considering new hardware in the fiscal year 2023, meaning that any new console wouldn't be released until at least late April of 2024.
Yeah, the only other comment Furukawa has made regarding the next model Switch, that was last year when he said that, quote, maintaining a high level of the number of customers who play on Nintendo's dedicated video game consoles will be an extremely important issue in the future.
So here we are, yet again. Lots of rumors about a Switch 2, but still nothing official.
Yeah, it's an interesting notion. March is a really spicy month because it's the last month of a fiscal year. If Nintendo wants to get it in fiscal 24, March 25 would be the last time. Except the report saying that March 25 at the earliest, which is a bit odd. If it goes later than that, then it's in another fiscal year. The thing is, we won't know about that until March this year, because then Nintendo's going to have to start warning their investors that this fiscal is going to have something in it. That's usually when they start saying that stuff. So it's a very odd window. March is the latest, theoretically, it could come out. And it's a bit odd that they're going to miss the holiday, but I think they launched the Switch in March 2017, and even then it outsold its stock. So I think they wisely know that they don't have to hit holiday to sell through their stock. So if they were targeting holiday 24, and they're reasoning that if they give themselves another 3 months to build up stock, it'll just give them a wider install base when they do launch, that makes sense, and it feels pretty Nintendo. But at the same time, I don't know. At the same time, I guess holiday spending isn't just the driver it used to be. I don't know, Bruce, what do you think about all this?
Yeah, I think you're right about the holiday spending thing. The thing that I've been thinking about, which is kind of interesting with Nintendo, is the more that I thought about, okay, yeah, they're just pushing it down the line because the original Switch is selling so well, which is true. But I wonder if they're delaying this because they're not as confident in the Switch 2. And this is weird because I've never thought this before until just right now. The more they keep pushing this, because they truly are pushing this. They've been delaying this thing for years because of the pandemic, because COVID exploded sales of the original Switch. And they already had a fantastic product on their hand, but it exploded sales of everything. Video games, consoles, all of it. So now that they're pushing it further and further down the line, I'm kind of wondering, because if they were really, truly confident in this, would they really delay this for another 6 months or whatever because they needed to stack up first against scalpers? Like, I don't know. That feels to me like some marketing person pushed out that rumor and was like, that's because of scalpers. I don't know. I could be wrong.
It's the best excuse to give, which makes me suspicious. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an interesting question. I thought the strategy that I saw popping out was that Nintendo was just fire hosing every last software project they had in the twilight years of the Switch, which, by the way, they've been bananas. And I looked this up. They published Nintendo by themselves published 13 games on the Switch in 2023.
Wow,
that's just them. So they still have, and they still have a pretty active roster of games. So I thought they were just cycling everything out, all the like remakes and low effort releases to make the Switch still seem like a vibrant platform. But it still seems to be working. They're still moving Switches.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think the lost sales thing cuts both ways. I think they don't want to feel like they've left any Switches unsold. And we brought up margin a lot on the show because margin seems to be the interesting thing as the games. It seems like games consoles business has plateaued a bit in that. In its scale. I'm compiling this as I'm saying it.
Oh, yeah.
So game budgets are getting huge, and game revenues are also getting huge, but not at the same rate. So it's like companies like Sony to really be like, whoa, 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 whoa. There's no point in scaling past this if this is our best ROI. Then we just do 20 of these games instead of one huge game that earns way less money. So I put that in Nintendo's perspective. They're probably going to have way smaller margins on a Super Switch. You know, they're not going to make as much money with a Super Switch out on the market, even though it's going to sell a ton. The hardware won't have as high of a margin, theoretically. So if they can sell 13 million Switches in 9 months at a, you know, 60, well, who knows what the margin would be, 15% or whatever. And they're looking at that and they're like, okay. Or we could sell like 20 million Super Switches with half the margin or less. They're probably looking at earning less revenue launching a new hardware generation, which is pretty classic Nintendo. But that may also be why they're pushing it out. That like it hasn't hit that equal point yet. Mm-hmm. Even though it's on the way down, I'm sure there's a graph somewhere at Nintendo with like a vertical or a horizontal line. And when this one goes under that one, then it's time. And I think you're right. COVID made it do that, and they were like, "Oh shit, okay, we got another way. We can ride this for as long as we can." And I think that's what they're trying to do. What's baffling is they have the software to do it. Sony's hitting this problem. We're gonna throw it to Sony. They're running out of games. They're like their overscoped games got too bloated. They had to cancel too many of them, and now they're looking at this desert where they're not going to be selling. Well, they'll still sell PS5s, but yeah, somehow Nintendo found the magic sauce. So all their devs are just cranking out software. They're still selling Switches. I assume they're making a tidy profit on the hardware. So yeah, on a business sense, they have there is a growing incentive to bring out a new product, but It doesn't seem like it's equalized yet, which sucks. I want the new thing.
I was also looking up sales of the DS and the 3DS because I think this is what they're modeling the release after. So, hilariously, the DS has still sold more than the Switch. It's just 154 million, just under the PS2. And the Switch could probably conceivably beat both of those, the Nintendo DS and the PlayStation 2. However, the 3DS only sold 75 million, sold about half as much. So I think Nintendo already knows this about the Switch 2. They know they have to release a new console, but they also know it's not going to sell as much as the original Switch. And maybe, like you said, Lawrence, the longer they delay it, the more money they make on the original Switch with the better margin. But they have to continue. It's this really weird push and pull of like, they've got to grow, but at the same time, they're making a ton of money. So I think they're probably expecting this to do about half the sales of the original Switch.
And something you said, Bruce, is really important. DS to 3DS, I guess it had backwards compatibility, but there wasn't a lot of continuity between those, even in handhelds. Nintendo's usually pretty hawkish about that. And Furukawa has said things about easing the transition and stuff. We interpret that to mean that the Switch ecosystem will carry over to their next console. So in a way, it's extending the Switch's life cycle does add more momentum to a Switch 2 launch because you have people who have made Nintendo accounts, who have bought games. So they bring their Switch 2 home and plug it in, or that transition is easier. So it's like every sale of a Switch 2 is also a seeded marketing point every sale of a Switch is a seeded marketing bit for a Switch 2. So even extending this console's generation theoretically pays forward to their success in the future, provided they don't drag it on too long, like you said. So yeah, interesting balancing act, and interesting to see them squeeze blood from stone like this. It's a lot of blood, though. 13 million, geez.
Honestly, it's a great problem to have if you're Nintendo. all right, these patrons, we have Inside Games patrons that support our Patreon every single month. And these patrons are actually watching this episode on a Nintendo Switch 2 right now. Brown Sugar, Aaron Fraze, Jose Diaz, Jared Watkins, Old Baby Leg, and Ian McGee. I don't know how they even got it.
We have the classiest, most gaming patrons in the world, it turns out. And speaking of, we are also some of the most principled. I have some patrons here, never touched a Switch, never will. That's just their belief, that's how they roll. Shaky Pants, Brandon Young, Matt Bogenberger, Cash Putnam, UESC Battleroid, and JAmbers87, stay strong. You don't need that.